Welcome everybody to another episode of Amplify Your Business. Today I'm joined by Kelsey Vickers. So Kelsey is the co-founder of Fit and Fearless, which is a really interesting program that has been run out of their location in St. Albert, Alberta. Welcome to the show, Kelsey. I'm very excited to learn more about this program.
Oh, thank you so much for having us. Well, me and my partner who's not here.
That's right. Yeah. Unfortunately, she couldn't join us today, but yeah, I'm really excited to hear just how it all came about. But before we get into that part of it, what I wanted to ask you right off the top here is what would be three things that you think every entrepreneur needs to know?
Okay. Three things. Get a lot of sleep. Okay. Because you were going to be busy and it's all you. I think it's really important to make connections. And really get into your community and meet as many people as you can. Leave the biggest impact you can in whatever capacity that is. And basically just know that you've got to have that drive and that ambition to get out there and do what needs to be done, because it's all on you and your team.
Yeah. And
surround yourself with great people.
Yeah, totally. And in this case, you started this with a partner, right? So
yes.
Obviously the both of you had some complementary attributes, yes. I'd imagine. So I would love to hear a little bit more about Fit and Fearless, what mm-hmm. that's all about and what inspired you to get in business then with your partner with this program that you're running out there.
Yeah, absolutely. We were actually training one day, and after we were just sitting in the backyard and we were talking about how it's just hard growing up these days. And Danielle was a teacher and had recently started a coaching business. And myself being in the training, we just understood that, you know, girls need a lot of help these days. It's not easy growing up. And we thought, you know what, we should put our skills together and create a program that just kind of helps girls with mind wellness, fitness, nutrition, all of those things, just to act as a support system, because there's a few gaps in the school system. They touch on things, but we wanted to dive a little deeper. So we literally, I think we had the name that afternoon, and we spent like hours, and we were like, hey, let's do this. And then we begged all our friends to add their daughters. And then it just has, you know, 11 years later, here we are. I mean, it was supposed to be a one-off, like I said before, and now we're expanding and wanting to grow. So it's been quite the ride.
Okay. And so you said this was started 11 years ago as a one-off. Mm-hmm. So was that going to be just like a little conference or something like that for girls on empowerment or something along that lines and fitness and stuff? What did it start out as?
That exact thing. So we wanted to touch on the mind wellness, fitness, nutrition, and we wanted it to run over the school year. So we had 9 planned sessions and we would just meet them once a month. But we thought, you know what, we'll do this one time and just see how that goes. And it really took off. And then they registered again and we were like, oh, okay, okay. And then we had a few groups and then it turned into 9 groups and it was a lot. So it just rolled.
Yeah. And so it's exclusively girls, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And what are the ages?
So it typically was grades 4 to 12, but this last year we added a grade 3 because a lot of the siblings were like, we want to join. And parents would be like, we want our daughter to join, but she's only grade 3. So we did see the demand. So we added what we call now Fun and Fierce. So it's more of like kind of a game-based creative introduction to Fit and Fierce. So they're not out starting off exactly like the grade 4s would, but they're kind of getting a taste for it.
And so you say that you meet with them once a month. And so you must be running cohorts through then, because you have hundreds of kids that are in the program at any given time, correct?
Yes. Yes. So there's about 20, 21 girls in a group. So that Danielle and I will run. And we have a couple ladies working with us now, one of which went through our mentorship program and she was one of the first girls we had. And now she is in university and running a group of her own this year for the first time. So it's pretty incredible to see that's become part of the program.
Oh, completely. Yeah. And so you mentioned mentorship and the, mm-hmm. I just want to circle back to our first meeting, which was on the red carpet of the Alberta Chamber of Commerce, mm-hmm. Alberta Business Awards of Distinction. And so you won here earlier this spring for the, I think it was a mentorship award itself, right? Yeah.
Yeah, which is, that was awesome.
Yeah, totally exciting, right? And so that's for all the work that you're doing in mentoring all these amazing, girls that are turning into young women who are going to be turning into powerful,
powerhouses.
Yeah, right. And so it's kind of neat how now being in business now for 11 years, you're starting to see some of them, mature, and then like you said, some coming back into the business to actually work with you, right?
Yeah, we have some incredible young girls that have, seen them, young little girls. One of them also just won a great kid award. She's in grade 7, and she's just an amazing young girl. She's one of our mentors now, even though she's not done the program, and she's still in the program herself. She mentors the little guys. So that is really incredible because it's someone that they can relate to, someone a little bit younger than Danielle and I. And she shares her wisdom and her stories and what it was like for her. She's maybe only a few grades above the little ones, but just for her to give her experiences, they really find that pretty powerful.
Yeah. So what is it that inspires these girls to keep coming back month after month after month? Because what you were saying before we hit the record button is that some of them have been with you for years and years.
I know.
So your drop-off rate is not very, very high. So what is it about your program that just has them coming back for more each and every month?
I want to say it's Danielle and I, but you know what? I think it's the fact that they create these friendships. And I feel like when they come each night, it's a safe place. We start right from the get-go that this is a place that is inclusive, that you can say what you need to say, and you are going to know that you're not alone. I think being in the school system, it's hard right now, right? There's a lot of judgment. There's just a lot happening, right? So I think when they come to Fit and Fierce, they know that they're with a whole bunch of other girls that are going through the same thing, that they're not alone, and that they realize, okay, she's dealing with the same things that I am. And they get to kind of talk about it together. And we it's all goes out on the table. We have, a lot of discussions about friendships and relationships and all of those things that they struggle with, and, how they feel about their bodies and everything like that. And then also all the other things. So I think it's that they have a place to go where they can be them.
Yeah. And so I know that you, when you're not doing this business, you have a fitness business, a personal training business, right? And so tell me why it was so important to have much more of a rounded program for the girls than what you do, I guess, in your personal training business.
Yeah. I think I have a lot of female and male clients, but the female clients, as they're coming to me as grown women, I see things that I wish that I can actually, that we teach in Fit and Fierce, that I could say would really help them at this point. So let's get the girls when they're younger and kind of teach them these things about self-compassion and resilience and just being kind to yourself and all of those things, and just body image and being enough and loving who you are and being authentic. So I feel that it's getting them when they're younger to create that impact so that they grow up knowing these things, and it's becoming healthy habits with them. If they have good relationships with food and exercise when they're young, they tend to carry it into their adulthood, and it just spreads. It can spread to their siblings, to their families, and then their families when they're older. It's just kind of a healthy perspective. And that was super important to me, that we start when they're younger.
Yeah. I think that you're right. For any of us, if we can start formulating those habits,
And
those ideas, the patterns, and the mindfulness part of it, if we can do that younger.
Exactly.
It makes
it. We would save ourselves a lot of tears and a lot of hardship, because I find that we're really hard on ourselves. A lot of the clients that I have, they can be hard on themselves, and you don't need to be. You are here and you're doing it. So it's just a better mindset to start at the beginning.
So I know with any business, there's always challenges. Now, we've been talking about just the growth and how there's been so many incredible things happening. But there's oftentimes, we reflect back on our entrepreneurial journey, and it's I wish I would have done that a little bit differently. So if you could write yourself a letter and send that back to, the Kelsey of 11 years ago when you were just starting it, what would you include in that letter to yourself?
I think I would definitely have expansion a lot sooner. Like we didn't really, it was kind of pre-COVID that we thought, you know what, why we need to be, girls need this in every community. So I feel like if I could go back, that would be the one thing is we would have started this right off the get-go. We've got a great program. I mean, I wish I had it when I was younger. Every parent we talk to, that's the one thing they say, why wasn't this around when I was younger? So I think I would, that would be the definite headline in there. Start, right, build, create.
Yeah. And so is your model then, are you franchising it? Is that the idea?
Yeah. So we didn't franchise, but we have licensed the program so that just we have a training. So the whoever would like to open their own Fit and Fierce comes in for the training and they're able to facilitate, use our marks and follow our curriculum. And then essentially they go out and do their business. We have one in Sherwood Park and one opening up also near Edmonton, hopefully in January.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. So it's already begun. That's
yes,
really cool.
Yes.
So you were speaking about COVID a little bit there. There were pre-COVID, you were recognizing that this is something that it just needed to be into more and more communities. COVID really shone the spotlight on mental health.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so there's a lot of talk now around that. And then, you know, obviously we have all the social media challenges that, I think in particular young girls and women are really impacted. The research is showing
very much
so than boys are. And so is this just a collision of all these different timing pieces that the need is just really blown up since COVID, or is it a similar growth pattern to what you thought that you were on before COVID even?
I would say that it was similar, but it has definitely, I think, brought to light the real need for this program, so to speak. Like it has definitely shone the light on our program a bit more and given us a bit more attention.
Yeah,
for sure.
Has your program changed at all from pre-COVID to now? I know through COVID it would have been different, for the most part we're out of that now.
Right.
So has the program evolved over the last couple of years to be something different than what it was once was?
You know what? Not really. To be honest, we are still it's still pretty much following the same pattern. We've made a few changes since COVID. We're moving into a local gym here, Sturgeon Valley Athletic Club. They're our main sponsor this year. So just doing, maybe adding a few new fun things that we have the opportunity to do now. But other than that, it's pretty much the same.
Yeah. So I'm curious for you yourself, what would you define success as being? Like at what point, I guess, within the business trajectory, do you go, we've done it?
No, I think it's regularly, and I have to say that there are twinkle moments during each session, each year. It is just, I think, seeing the girls grow in confidence and just take on really cool challenges for themselves and complete them, and just seeing the connections and the growth that happen all the time, talking to the parents, teachers commenting, you know, wow, I don't know what's going on with Susie, but, you know, things are sure turning around and she's, you know, acting this way. And the things from parents, I think it's just really all these moments that happen and it feels successful. We feel really grateful.
Yeah. You're loving it right now, right? Yeah.
It is.
It's positive feedback loop that you get just with the interactions.
Yeah. And just seeing the girls each night. Yeah. And just how they leave inspired. Yeah. And that's pretty incredible.
Yeah. And so I'd imagine this is similar from a business model to other types of gym memberships where it's so much a month or so much a year or whatever the term is going to be. Is that how you work it?
Then? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's you just pay for the entire year. And that's you just pay and we have registration opening in March and it tends to fill. Sometimes we'd be full in a week or less.
Oh, wow.
And then we would start in September with a wait list. So it's been word of mouth and it's been incredible that way. We've really haven't done any advertising. It's just the moms and the kids telling their friends. So it's been lucky that way. Yes. Just to get on that list and start yeah. September.
So where do you want to be with your business, say, in 3 years' time from now?
In every community across Alberta, okay. definitely, and beyond. Okay. 3 years is actually, I'm like thinking beyond that. In Canada, I would like to be all across Canada, absolutely. And that's kind of the goal right now. Is I was up early this morning brainstorming, thinking I want to go on a tour, you know, all of these thoughts going through my head. So because we would like to see this in every community. I think it's really important for girls to have a support system right now and just that extra resource and just to be around girls to know that they're not alone and they are getting stronger. They're getting they're falling in love with themselves and it's great. And they're learning to eat well and yeah. kind of, especially in school with learning, that makes a big difference how they're eating. So it's just to be able to provide that for them is awesome.
Yeah. And so if you could just reveal to us a little bit of the inner workings of Kelsey's mind as she's trying to brainstorm and build out that future plan to achieve that result. How do you go about that planning process? Is this something that you and your partner sit down and really work together on? Or is it something that you're working a little bit more independently and then you come together and collide those ideas? How do you guys ideate and really think through the growth?
You know what? We have our meetings. We have our I'd say like a good one big monthly meeting, but we are in contact like all throughout the school year. But the growth is something that I'm going to probably take on a little bit more of a role in that as she's working full time right now, but we are definitely together on that. But I do see maybe some type of like a tour, Alberta tour, where we're introducing the program, maybe like a one-off day, a Saturday, you know, Fit and Fierce info session type of thing. So that's something that, you know, being able to reach everybody and have events would be something that would be awesome.
So what do you think is going to be the biggest barrier or barriers to achieving that goal, do you think?
Barriers. I don't see it as barriers. I think it is time and making, you know, moving, setting aside maybe my fitness business and saying, okay, I need to take a little bit of this week off to get in my car, you know, grab the tools that I need, because I feel like I have everything that I need to share what's awesome about this program and why it should be everywhere and why every mom and dad out there wants their girl in this program. So I think it's just more creating a schedule is going to be my barrier.
Yeah. I think you're right. Like in terms of timing, it's just that there couldn't be a better time, I think.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And so the market is there. The need is greater now than it ever was. And so it's a matter of just really monopolizing on the opportunity right now before it gets, you know, consumed by some other or you know, satisfied by some other company or program, right?
Yeah, for sure. And I feel like, you know, I would like to see when we start in September, you know, I feel like it needs to be really soon for those to open up their own Fit and Fierces for September, right? So it's something that I'd like to get moving on right away.
Yeah, completely. Well, thank you so much for sharing this with us. If anybody wanted to connect with you to learn more about how they can license the program or maybe even just enroll their children into the St. Albert one, which I know you said there's a waiting list and so. But what's the best way for them to reach out to you?
I think the best way is on our website. So it's fitfierce.ca. And everything about if you wanted to be a facilitator for the program and get your license for it is all on there. Everything about the program, all of our information is there. And we have contact forms on there as well. So if they wanted to reach out and ask questions, we'll get right back to them.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming by and sharing this story with us. And for those of you who are listening today, if you enjoyed this episode, want to check out some of the archives, head over to amplifyyourbusiness.ca. That's where you're going to find them all, as well as our future episodes there, of course. And if you're listening to this via any podcasting platform of your choice, please hit the like and subscribe button for that and give us a rating and review. That way it'll get shared with more entrepreneurs as well. So thank you once again, Kelsey. Really appreciate your time.
You too.
And
have a great one.
Yeah. And for everybody else out there who is listening right now, I hope you have a prosperous day.